Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest today, Juan Woodruff. And we're talking about, you know, what you're doing actually today with these two areas, but you continue to do business consulting. So besides the two, what are the other things that you do with Juan Woodruff Associates, and how many people are you employing right now? And then we'll go into how you got into this back in 97.
But, okay. Something that Jorge and I were talking about this right now when we took our break. It's the need for business people to reinvent themselves and to come up with ways to adjust to the market needs and demands. Because the firm started in 97, and it was a Washington type public affairs, federal affairs consulting, like a private Fomento. I've been in head of Fomento in government from 92 to 96. So I wanted to kind of follow the same concept of bringing companies into Puerto Rico. And it's so we still do that in that the relationships that I have. I lived in Washington, D.C. I lived lots of parts in the world that we can talk about later. And it's through all these relationships, I get phone calls every month from somebody that wants to explore Puerto Rico. And then the past few months, things have improved, and I'm getting more and more phone calls as to people wanting to explore our island for lots of reasons, and the clients that we help have been in all sorts of industries, which is pretty interesting in that they've been large retailers, insurance companies, technology companies, banks, investment banks, all sorts of specialized services. And then I used to always say that my clients were from Allstate, which is starts with an A, to Walmart, which ends up with a
Allstate
W.
Allstate Insurance
to Walmart. So we had clients of all sizes, as well as the large multinationals. It was always a passion for local businesses, and I'll tell a story because it's someone that we know. I won't mention his name, but when I decided to go into business in '97 after having been in government for 4 years, and I was privileged to have been 2 years as head of Puerto Rico Industrial Development Company, and then the last 2 years I was head of the Commerce and Export Development Agency. When I started exploring the idea of going on my own, because I had done this and I thought it would be great for me to do it and really enjoy that the freedom that an entrepreneur has. The positive outweighs the fact that sometimes you can't sleep at night, worrying about payroll, expenses and all kinds of things. Because in our case, the model of the firm that I had in 97, when I started in 97, I had 4 or 5 employees. And now, right now we have about 45, 48 that are on the payroll, almost 50. And then we have another 10, 12 consultants that we use for different areas. So you always worry about your employees, and you want to be a team leader, and you want to be creative, and you want to help stay ahead of trends and so forth. So it's very interesting to see the transformation in a business, and then in the need for business people to look at what's required. When I started out. In 97, the Juan Woodruff and Associates, I had lunch with several friends, and then one of them said, "I want to be the first. I want to be your first client." Mm-hmm. And then he calls me up and says, "Where are you going to be?" This is my first day in this building. This is the same office I had in January 3rd of 97. Right after New Year's, and he says, "I'm going to come back because I want to bring you a check. I want to be your first client," and there were some issues that he needed, advisory type, and it's something that you never forget. The initial clients that I had, I'll mention this because it's my father-in-law is Manny Cassiano, who is an incredible, talented business person that's. And this year, Caribbean Business celebrates 40 years. And he'll talk about this later on, Jorge, in the program.
I'm going to have him.
You're going to have him over because he wants to come and tell you his story. But he's the one that also said, when I told him what my ideas was, that I wanted to come up with a business development type of advisory company to help you look for new businesses, whether it be private sector, federal, state, and advise you how to go after that strategy to go after new business. He says, I want to also retain you. So it was just wonderful to have people that you care for sort of say, I'll back you.
Right.
And then over the years, 97, you fast forward 2013. And when I first started out, and I did not want a single client to be a government client. And that was part of my own strategy, my business plan that I put together. It was all private sector firms with a very healthy combination of large multinationals, the Allstate, the Walmart, to in the other half, sort of half be multinationals, and the other half be interesting local firms doing creative things that I would be proud to say I want to help them.
Right.
So that's something that's very important. I think that philosophically, as a business person, you have to get up every day in love what you're doing, even if you didn't sleep well the night before because you're worried about something that's.
But the challenges.
The challenges are there. So you always have to get up and be happy. But from the over the years, I noticed that law firms in Puerto Rico said, "Hey, there's something good about lobbying, advocacy, the kind of public affairs work that I was doing." So law firms started becoming kind of my competitors too, over the past 15, 16 years. And then the economy slowed down a little bit, as we all know, and thank God that I think things are turning around. So slowly there was a change in the mix of clients, and I started doing direct government work with the federal government for a number of years, and I had some wonderful clients, Commerce Department, Transportation Department, AID, and we had various government clients, and that was fascinating. And then little by little, there about an 8-year period, we used to do what was called the annual federal conference in Puerto Rico, and that was something that I would bring top speakers from all over the country. And in one of these activities, I brought somebody who was a top HUD person that I knew from Washington, and I introduced them to the people of public housing. And after a while, they said, we'd like help in these different areas. So I started doing work 5-6 years ago for the Puerto Rico Public Housing Authority. And then other agencies started calling. I was an advisor to prep the electric company on environmental issues. And little by little, Rules for Roads with Tito Colorado, my good friend, who was the head of the executive director of the LRA. The LRA, the acronym is Local Redevelopment Authority. I still have a habit, and Jorge, I have to ask your audience, also listeners, every once in a while, the Washington jargon with acronyms that we let some of those things slip. So please forgive me if one of those, I let it go through.
But you started with not with a vision or strategy not to do government work, but you ended up basically doing government work, but from another point of view,
yes.
Instead of lobbying, instead of getting kind of government work for people, you then got the government to pay you for programs that you found
exactly.
were creative and were good for the community, like the ones we discussed at the outset. Yeah,
that's correct. That was the transformation of the. And everything that we do it correlates with one thing or another. Because years ago, I would have clients that would have said to me, I'm a advisor in the needs of the aged in public housing. Help me get a contract, and I would help them advise them how to get the contract. So after a while, I said, wait a minute, I've been doing this for so many years, helping other people get contracts. Why don't help me get the contract?
That's great.
Now, the difference, there's a difference in the business model. This is the whole thing of reinventing yourself. An advisor, it's a mean and lean operation. So you don't have to carry the load of the payroll.
Right.
No, the accounts receivable, the banking, the finance, And I had been a banker in private life, and prior life, I should say, and the whole finance part, you know, was out of concern. But it's a whole transformation that, thank God, it's worked very, very well, and we're blessed that we have wonderful programs. We have some very interesting projects, and like I say, we get paid to do these incredible things to help the disadvantaged. You know, I went from. Having an upbringing where it was my father was a DuPont manager, and I had a multinational upbringing in all over the Americas, and I was always taught, you know, that the more you have, the more you have to give back. So you know, this became a way for me to give back to the seniors, to give back to the communities in distressed parts of San Juan and Guaynabo.
Well, John, let's take a break. We'll be right back with Juan Woodruff, a consultant for businesses, and now doing his business. So you're not really a consultant, you're now a business person in addition to being a consultant. So we'll be right back.